I'm Kathy Malish, a qualifying national marketing director from Denver, North Carolina, with a background in advertising and graphic design. Joining forces with my team leaders, Mary Vance Berlin, Dr. Matt Brown, and Lana Steen to sponsor these educational inspirational calls. We would like to welcome all of you on this call tonight, and we are so excited to hear Dr. Matt Brown interviewing Mick Daly. Dr. Matt Brown is an internist with High Country Proactive Health in Boone, North Carolina, and a qualifying national marketing director on a mission to share this vision. So here's Dr. Matt.
Kathy, thank you so much. And, y'all, I'm so excited to be able to share this call, host it with Mick Daly, who is just a dear, dear brother and one that I have the utmost respect for. He's got a really powerful story. And with no further ado, Mick, just, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening.
It's my honor.
And Mick, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, about your family, and where you now live.
Okay, I'll be glad to. As you can probably hear, I'm not from these parts originally. I was telling someone before the call started, my hometown is Bristol in England, born there 65 years ago, and I graduated with a degree from University of Bristol in German, and then I joined IBM. Now, there's not an obvious connection between those two, but that's another story.
Okay.
Soon after that, I married Jenny, my wife, who is now my wife of 40 years, so blessed that God gave such a wonderful woman to me, my wife. And then back in England, we raised two sons up until 1987, and that's when we moved to America. But jumping ahead to the present, we now live at 7,000 feet in Eagle, Colorado, in a beautiful home built by our sons. And Matt, you can attest to this being a pretty nice shack.
Have you been here? Oh, yeah, baby.
And we're blessed to live very close to our sons and their families, and we're blessed to be active grandparents in the lives of our six grandchildren, whose ages range from 2 months to 9 years, and they do keep us active. But I have a goal now, Matt, of coming to know and love my great-grandchildren, so I need to live a long, healthy life, God willing.
That's really neat. Okay, well, as far as your professional background, I know that, if I'm not mistaken, IBM brought you to the States. What kind of work did you specifically do with prior to joining Juice Plus, NSA? What do you feel like qualified you professionally to enter into this business?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
I wasn't sure you were going to say that.
Yeah, well, you know, I went straight from university with a degree in German to work for IBM as a systems engineer. And then the rest of my 23 years with IBM, I was a technical manager and a technical support manager. And you know, Matt, I was one of those engineers who looked down on salespeople. including some very good friends who were very good IBM salespeople, salesmen, but... You know, but the funny thing is, God really has a sense of humor, because now I is one, kind of. Anyway, kind of complete that part of the story, I said that we lived in England until 1987, and then IBM sent us to Dallas, Texas, on what should have been a 3-year international assignment, and that was a wonderful time for us, and especially for our two sons, who were 13 and 11 years old when we arrived in Dallas, and so for the next 3 years, they grew up in Dallas, they grew to love life in this great country, as did Jenny and I, and so when it came time to go back to the UK with IBM in 1990, we were more than sad, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and what happened?
Well, the timing is remarkable. Because just literally a few weeks before we were scheduled to go back to England, and we did go back, but I'll complete that part of the story in a moment, it was my boss in IBM who came down to Dallas from Raleigh, North Carolina, where he was based, for my final departmental meeting. And while in my office, he handed me a videotape and said, "Watch this tonight, because I've got to have it back tomorrow when I fly back to Raleigh." And that was our introduction to NSA, the company behind Juice Plus. You see, he knew that we wanted desperately to find a way to stay in this country He didn't know this would be the way, but he thought, well, why not let them know about it? Because he had been shown this company and this business by his financial planner. But it was interesting, only a week or two after we watched that videotape, that Jenny and I were introduced to attend the Thursday night, the big event at the NSA Leadership Conference that just happened to be in Dallas that month, that year. But interestingly, we were invited by someone completely unconnected with my boss. And, you know, when that kind of thing happens, in our opinion, that was divine intervention at work.
Absolutely.
So to cut a long, long story short, and I can tell long stories, Matt, as you know, but we did go back to England, but while there, I resigned from IBM. That was really our only option to stay living in America. We came back to Dallas. We started our home-based business with NSA, and fortunately, I did manage to get a one-year contract with IBM, which provided a bridge to our future. And, you know, as an aside, I would never advise anyone to quit their job to do this or to do anything like this until they're earning enough money to live on. But frankly, even after that first year, we weren't earning enough from this business, and we struggled for a total of a little over 3 years. And I confess, I was the problem. Because being an engineer, I couldn't use the wheel that that was offered me. I had to reinvent the wheel time and time again. I simply would not follow the system. And frustratingly, other people who joined the company at the same time that we did, they did follow the system, and they were successful very quickly, some of them. But not me. Well, so jumping ahead to when Juice Plus was introduced in 93, by that time I had come to my senses. And after taking Juice Plus for about 9 months, I saw tremendous results in repair and recovery in and after my marathon running and my soccer. I used to play indoor soccer and outdoor soccer. And later, I guess over the next 6 to 9 months, I began to realize that my immune system was being completely restored after a lifetime with a severely compromised immune system. I used antibiotics 3 or 4 times every year for bronchitis, and I use medication daily for my asthma. But after about 18 months on Juice Plus, my breathing was so much better. And now, after over 18 years on Juice Plus, I use asthma medication very, very rarely. And over those almost 19 years now on Juice Plus, I've only needed antibiotics 3 or 4 times compared to 3 or 4 times every year. So, armed with that belief in Juice Plus, we switched our efforts over from NSA's environmental products, which preceded Juice Plus, to Juice Plus, and then it took less than 2 years for Jenny and me both to become national marketing directors, the top position in our company, and each of us in our own right. And we told our story at the big Juice Plus conference in Denver, Colorado, on my birthday in 1995, and people stood up and sung happy birthday to Mick as we walked out on stage. It was a blast.
Way cool.
That was only the beginning. Yeah. And my observation at this point would be that the real power of this business model and of this company really only came true for us about 2 years later, because that was 1995. By the end of 1997, we realized a second major dream of ours. My first dream was to escape from the corporate world. So we'd done that by that time. But our next dream was to sell a home, which we did. We sold almost all of our belongings. We bought a big RV, and we spent the next 4 years traveling in this great country. We saw 46 states in those 4 years. We also spent 4 weeks in Australia, 9 weeks in Europe. And here's the bottom line. During the first three of those 4 years, our business doubled and our income doubled, even though we were very part-time. So we'd worked hard for 7 years, but then we stepped back quite a bit and were very part-time, and yet our income doubled. That is the power of this business model, Matt.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, behind the business model, behind the product, is the company. Mm-hmm. What's your experience with the company? How do you see them? What's so great about NSA?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I could spend 2 hours, but I'll take about 3 minutes. certainly, as I've always referenced, the business model is one of the most important aspects of this company, and it's a great reflection on the company itself. You know, if it weren't for the way this business works, which is the business model, who knows where we as a family would be today, either geographically or financially or in terms of our health. And I guarantee you it would not be where we are today in any of those senses. So our virtual franchise, the business model, it's a number of different things. It's the way we're compensated for taking the Juice Plus message to the masses, to the people. It's also the way we market our products and the way we support our field force. That's people like you and me and many of the people on this call. And the way we do that, most importantly for us, it is consistent with our values. And I know you know what I mean by that. Here's one example. Here's one example. Our corporate mission statement, the company's, NSA's, for over 40 years has been to build a stable and lasting company that will help as many people as possible realize their dreams. Now, NSA has done that beautifully. It's evidenced by several things, by building such a successful company that they could pay cash a few years ago for a beautiful, but not over-the-top, 600,000-square-foot home office outside of Memphis. And it's evidenced by the fact that the company has spent over $10 million in the clinical research. And I know, knowing you, Matt, that you wouldn't be here with us in this company, with this company, in this business, if it weren't for that research, right?
You're right. Absolutely not.
It's also evidenced in the fact that the company supports us, that's you, Matt, me, and many of the people on this call, to do the same, to build a stable and lasting Juice Plus business that will help as many people as possible to realize their dreams. And that's one of those core values that's really important to me, because I know that my purpose in life is to encourage other people to realize their full potential, to become the people that God created them to be, literally. And through this business, I'm able to do that, and through this business, many, many people are able to achieve and realize their full potential. Mm-hmm. So, bottom line for me, this is so much better than IBM technical support.
Yeah.
Anyway, as well as the product mission, Matt, if I can go on. As well as the corporate mission, we also have a product mission, which is another of our core values, and that is inspiring healthy living around the world. And, you know, this mission underpins and guides every decision the company makes and gives us, you and me, a clear why for our efforts in the field as Juice Plus reps. And as you know, we're introducing a new product to all Juice Plus reps in a few weeks and to all customers in April, the Tower Garden by Juice Plus, and that will serve to reinforce that message of inspiring healthy living around the world so effectively. Now, obviously, the product, you know, we're talking about the company, but you can't talk about NSA without talking about the product, Juice Plus. It's our superstar. Yeah. And it's another vital aspect of the company, the vision, the genius is a much overused word, but I would say the genius to see over 20 years ago that there will be a huge need for a product like Juice Plus, and then the wisdom of the company to invest in the highest quality of manufacturing and in the product-specific research so that we would be different from all other companies out there. And John Blair last week spoke so eloquently about all of that. And you know, now we have 24 published studies on brand name Juice Plus to prove exactly what happens when people take Juice Plus consistently. So I don't need to tell people about my asthma story, which is a testimonial. It's true, but I don't need to do that because I can point at the research. Mm-hmm. So the business model, the way we operate as a company is sheer genius, and it's superb. The product line Juice Plus is superb. The company behind the business model and the product Juice Plus is superb. But don't take my word for it. You know, I would advise anyone to go and take a tour of the home office in Memphis and meet the people. Because, as you, Matt, and I know so well, that is one thing that is also a standout for this company, the people. The people at corporate in Memphis, the people that we've met who are involved in the manufacture of Juice Plus, and Matt, would you and I be friends if it weren't for this company and this business?
No.
No, we wouldn't. And that would be sad.
Yeah.
I would be truly sad. I wouldn't know what I was missing, but I would be sad.
Right.
So, yeah, the people are extraordinary. And, I mean, the word family is also much overused, but we are a family. Everywhere we go, and you travel probably as much as we do, and we travel a lot, we meet wonderful, like-minded people who share the same values, the same core values. In most cases, we share the same beliefs, and we're all equally committed to living out our lives, making a big difference in the lives of others. So, when you wrap all that together, you have what Gordon Hester, a brilliant man, expert in business, business in every aspect, he calls it the Juice Plus culture. You can call it the Juice Plus experience. But when you wrap it all together, it is, in combination, what sets us apart and makes us very attractive to people looking at us from the outside. And that's why, if I can pass on a little bit of advice to everybody on the call tonight, that's why, as Juice Plus reps, it's so important that we invite people to Juice Plus events, whether it's in your living room or at our big twice-a-year Juice Plus conferences or anywhere in between. When those people meet other Juice Plus people, they begin to get a glimpse of what you might call the bigger picture, the Juice Plus experience. So I hope everyone on this call will come to the Phoenix Conference in April to take your belief, which is what we're talking about tonight, to the next level. And by the way, if you do, bring someone with you, because not only will you get it, but they will get the big picture too. And you know, Matt, Jenny and I, have never missed a conference in 21 years, and we have no plans to.
No, neither do I. Neither have I in the years I've been involved as well. It's just too special. Too much happening, and I would always feel like, boy, wow, I'd be missing something. And you know, Mick, really hit me between the eyes when we had, at the Q School, we had the opportunity to just do a Q&A with Jay Martin. Jay did not have a talk prepared. He simply laid himself out and said, go ahead, ask me what you will. And so there were 72 of us, and that's kind of a risky thing to do. But, you know, one thing that someone asked was, what gets you up, what brings you to work? You've found a multi-billion-dollar company. Certainly, you've got enough money that you could do anything you wanted to do. And his response, I'll never forget, and it was to preserve the culture. It is to preserve the culture of this company as long as he can. It said it all. And, you know, he has presented so powerfully the role of a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you
Couldn't
not
agree more.
Emulate?
Mm-hmm. Jay Martin and I do not see eye to eye politically, but if he ran to be the President of the United States, I would vote for him because I know the man he is. Just because of his character.
Exactly. It's his integrity.
Yep.
You won't find someone with higher integrity.
Nope. Absolutely right.
Well, if you were to advise someone, say you're speaking at a general business meeting, and you were to be advising people on home-based businesses, what would you include in kind of looking for a home-based business? What are the key elements that anyone should be evaluating or considering in looking at a home-based business, such as this one or another one? I mean, you know, there are other good companies. What sets the good ones apart in your mind?
Well, you know, honestly, if I was speaking to one person or 1,000 people, I would have to start by saying this, which is, I'm very unqualified to answer that question because this is our first and last home-based business. Now, years ago, when our boys were very young and when Jenny was a stay-at-home mother raising them, and by the way, she did a wonderful job, she did work for a short time as an Avon rep. But apart from that, I have nothing from personal experience to compare with. So I would have to start with all of those factors that I've already been talking about and say, if you were considering a home-based business, I would say look at the business model, look at the company, look at the product, look at the people. And as you said, there are many great companies out there with good products and fine people. And we know quite a few of them. We know good people who represent other companies in both the nutrition field and others. But, and of course I'm biased, in my opinion, we are the best of the best. Now,
yeah.
here's what I can speak to. I would say one other thing which is, frankly, counterintuitive to most direct sales and network marketing experts. Mm-hmm. I would say beware of startup companies. Yes, they can look very exciting, and some of them are, for a while. But the excitement fades when things like these happen, when the company runs into regulatory problems, you know, which they do once they appear on the radar of the feds, of the regulators. And John Blair mentioned this kind of thing happening last week on your call in the context of his work with the Council for Responsible Nutrition. Those startup companies can be exciting, for instance, until they discover that their product is underpriced. It's too cheap to make a profit. That happens more often than you would believe. Until they realize that their compensation plan is too generous, and so they've got to scale it back. And, you know, that kind of thing happens very often. It leads to a slowdown in growth at best, or to a total collapse at worst. And, you know, we've seen from a distance many startup companies go that same way. So,
is that right?
So what I would say is show me a company that has not seen a downturn in business, has not experienced a crisis and survived it, and I'll show you a company that's heading for trouble. You know, no company has ever only seen growth. Not IBM, not Apple, not Microsoft, not Mary Kay, not Herbalife. I could go on and on and on. Not NSA. Mm-hmm. NSA has ridden the inevitable ups and downs, has ridden out storms over their 40 years, a number of them. You know, we personally, you know, we've been with the company 21 years, so we saw a big storm during the transition back in 93, 94, 95 from the previous product line, environmental products, to Juice Plus, between their old, frankly, a more traditional network marketing business model to what we have today, the virtual franchise. That was some storm. And
really?
Frankly, we and NSA are the stronger for it. You know, yeah. Gordon Hester quotes these statistics. It's interesting to note that in terms of business startups before the recession, so going back 4+ years, they were as follows. In their first year, 50%, half of all new startups, company startups, failed. In their first 5 years, 80% failed. And in their first 10 years, 96% of startup companies failed. So only 4%, 4 out of 100, of all new company startups survived 10 years. And
wow.
Since the recession, that picture's only worse. So when advising someone on a home-based business, I would say if you're comfortable with risk, then by all means join a startup, because that's what you're doing. And do it if you have nothing to lose, but invest as little as possible. And, of course, with our company, what's the investment? $50. You cannot invest any more than that. Any more money you spend is basically on your own Juice Plus product, and that's
right.
That's a great investment, but that's a different investment. And, you know, buying a few CDs and DVDs, and that's it. So, you know, but if I'm advising someone, if you want the business you build with a company, home-based business, to be a legacy for your children and your grandchildren, then look for a company like NSA. If it's important that you share the same values with the people and the culture of the company and product that you represent, then definitely choose a company like NSA, because we couldn't be here today if all those things weren't true. I hope that, to some degree, answers your question, Matt.
No, it does. It really does. I mean, that's what, you know, I think what we can say, and we are told, you know, this business is not for everyone. You know, there are going to be those that want to do something else. But what's incredibly exciting to me is, and this leads into my next question is, what do you see as the future for this company, especially in the context of the wellness industry, and what NSA is about to release in terms of this new non-consumable switch again? Because this is a new beginning, so to speak.
Yeah, it really is. In answering that, I want to also reflect the vision, because when you're looking forward, it pays to look backward as well.
Yeah.
All of this is true of the past, the present, and will be true of the future. Looking back, Jay Martin, the president of the company, and his team, they had the vision and the ability and the guts, frankly, beating about the bush, to successfully and at times painfully transition from one product line to a completely different one, from an old-style business model to a brilliant new virtual franchise business model. And in the process, and this is important for the future, to appeal to a very different demographic, including physicians like you, and including, for example, young stay-at-home mothers. Two parts of our society that were not appealed to by our previous business and products and business model. And, the proof of the pudding is in, it's somewhere between $3 and $4 billion worth of Juice Plus sold over those 18 years. It's in the $5 million paid out over the last 2 years in team building bonuses, and that during the recession, Matt.
Yeah,
we will see much more of that in the future. That's worth looking back at. It's in one example. It's in the true story of the young stay-at-home mother of two in Mule Shoe, Texas, who during that same recession built her business in 1 year to seeing checks of $3,000 a month in income and earning over $8,000 in bonuses on the way. Nicole Fletcher's success, that's her name, Nicole Fletcher, her success saved her family financially, and that's no exaggeration. So all of that is true of the past. It's true in the recent past, and that will carry over, is carrying over into the future. So what does our future look like? Extraordinary. You are in our healthcare industry, and I've heard you refer to it as the sick care industry. And I've heard you say that it's getting worse, and I think most of us can see that. And so the need for people to take charge of their own health, or as John Blair calls it, self-healthcare, Matt, it's not an option. It's a necessity. And that's right where we are. That is the wellness industry. It's exploding. It will continue to explode. And we in Juice Plus are at the leading edge of that wellness industry. And you know better than I, because you're a physician. You know what happens on the inside of people who start taking Juice Plus, that Juice Plus is the way for people to take charge of their own health. But here's the deal. The world doesn't yet know it. We do. Our customers do.
Right.
Our Juice Plus reps do. But you mentioned the Tower Garden, and I'm truly excited about that. But when I think about the Tower Garden, and I think of the harvest that we'll reap from our individual personal Tower Gardens. By the way, we have one. We used it last summer. It's awesome. But I keep hearing in my mind the words spoken 2,000 years ago. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Those words were true then. They're true now, and they're also true in the context of Juice Plus. And by my guesstimate, Matt, I don't know what these numbers really are, but I'm guessing that we may have, in total, a couple of million Juice Plus customers worldwide, and that's in over 20 countries. So that leaves over 6 billion people who need Juice Plus. Right?
Wow.
Now, we need more workers to reach those people in need.
Right.
And so, my word to everybody on this call is invite all your friends and family to take a look at what you're doing, what you are doing, what Matt and I are doing, and communicate clearly why you do what you do in sharing Juice Plus. And here's the reason that's so important. Because the truth is, people will want to be a part of what you do and what we do when they understand and are inspired by why you do what you do. I'd like to say that again. People will want to be a part of what you do when they understand and are inspired by why you do what you do. So, speaking of the world, and listening to John Blair on your call last week, Matt, that was so inspiring because John pointed out that they've spent over $1 million over a 5-year period to get it right in China.
Yeah.
Last time I heard, there were over 2 billion people in China.
Wow.
And that's a market that we can all participate in. How do I know that? Well, we have people, Juice Plus customers, Juice Plus reps, in about 12 different countries around the world. And in some cases, we haven't even been to those countries. So
wow.
We expect
cool.
to have business in China when NSA opens Juice Plus in China. And you know, that investment of theirs in China, as John pointed out last week, it's in product manufacturing, it's in quality control, it's in fruit and vegetable growing here in Europe, mm-hmm. and it will be in China, and it's in all the research around the world. And you know that investment is paying off now, and it will pay off for decades to come. Speaking of the Tower Garden, by Jay Martin's estimate, and I'm not going to argue with Jay Martin, it will never be more than 10% of our business. Because it's not like Juice Plus. It's an appliance with, frankly, limited repeat business potential. I mean, yes, we will end up with 2 or 3 of them. Some people will have 2 or 3 or 4 of them. But it won't be a repeat business product like Juice Plus. However, from what I've seen already, it may prove to be the best referral product ever in world history.
Yeah.
And I guarantee your customers, friends, and family will be beating a path to your very door. And I also believe that the Tower Garden will cause an explosion in demand for Juice Plus itself, because as much as people will love growing their own, they'll realize the incredible benefits of getting fruits and vegetables in Juice Plus. So my advice to everyone on this call and who listens down the road is to start sowing seeds now for the Tower Garden. And here's one last thing, Matt, that excites me about the future. And it's the way I've seen over the years NSA grooming bright young people for top positions in corporate. Because as you and I know, Jay Martin, John Blair, Ron Watkins, and Elton DuBose, they are in their prime time years like me.
Yeah,
but they're
right.
surrounding themselves with capable younger people, and that's so important. So my last thought for the future is a personal one, because in less than 2 years from now, Matt, I will have been with this company, as will Jenny, for as long as I was with IBM. That's 23 years. But that's where the similarity ends, because IBM was great for my first 10 to 12 years, but NSA has been extraordinary, and Juice Plus has been extraordinary for me and my family for all of those 21 years and soon to be 23 years, and in my opinion, it always will be. So, Matt, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the call. I hope that's helped somebody somewhere. And I look forward to seeing you in the flesh very, very soon, my brother.
Yes, Nick, thank you so much, very much. This is powerful, and it really speaks to so many facets of the goodness and the integrity and the longevity of this company. And
okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Matt and Mick, for this call tonight. This is absolutely awesome. So we just really do have a big thank you, Mick, for such an inspirational call.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Glad
you.
To be on. God bless everybody.